Alright, JazakAllah, welcome. Assalamu alaikum once again. And without any further delay, we're crossing over to Mufti Ilyas Sam for the question and other session. And Mufti Sam, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah once again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah, Mufti Sam. And to listeners, this is a question and answer session. We have about another 20 minutes left maximum. The number to call is 011-8541548. The cell phone number is 082-580-8070-082-580-8070. We'll stop during the break. We had a number of questions coming through. The one is with regards to tawaf. It says, can you make a tawaf for the Islamic tawaf of a marhum when one goes for umrah? And the other question is that if so, what intention should one make and what du'as should be read?
As far as tawaf, remember, let alone tawaf, any nafil, optional action can be performed, and the sawab earned by it can be sent off to the marhum, making isali sawab. So tawaf, nafil tawaf, a person can make prior to starting and commencing the tawaf. A person comes through the line, and before making the first istilam of the Hajri Aswad, person makes a niyat that Ya Allah, I am making this nafil tawaf for so and so. Ulama have written that a person can have a big list. Some ulama have stated, no, you should do it one tawaf, one nafil action for one person. However, most of the ulama say that you can make a niyat for many people. And let alone, as I said, you tawaf, nafil salat, and nafil charity, etc. For example, a person cannot say, I'm giving zakat for Isa alayhi salam. A person cannot say, I'm making zuhur salah for Isa alayhi salam. A person cannot say that my wukuf in Arafah, which is farz, or as Isa alayhi salam. Any farz wajib action cannot be utilized for Isa alayhi salam purposes. Nafil, yes. And the du'as in tawaf, a person can recite those du'as which we have also recorded in our kitabs, but all those du'as are masnoon, they are not farz or wajib. If a person cannot recite any or read any Arabic du'as, he can make du'a in his own vernacular language, and inshallah it will be accepted. If a person wants to read the third kalima, that is good, and if a person wants to read the Rabbana Atina, that is very good between Rukne Yamani and Hajri.
Ashwat Allah, JazakAllah. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jesus, sir.
I got a question from Muntasa.
Alright, go ahead.
It's regarding Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Alright.
When he was dismissed from being a commander of the army, when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passed to Umar radiallahu ta'ala became the next Khalifa, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala sent three conditions when he was to be dismissed as a governor, as a commander of the army. The one was that his hands be tied with his turban. Number two, he will ask you questions in this condition. And his wealth be distributed into half. Half will remain by Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the other half must be given in Baitul Mal. So much so that he only had one pair of shoes. One of shoe was given to Baitul Mal, and one shoe remained by him. And the last condition was that he be sent back to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So I'd like to know why was this done to him, and why what were the questions asked?
Musa, you got the question?
Yes.
Alright, JazakAllah, sister, for your call. Do you listen to it on the radio?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alright, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
This is the prerogative of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because during his time, how he governed and his administrative political policies were of such nature that up to today scholars and academicians are writing volumes about how he controlled and with what stringent supervision he administered his people. And for good governance, you require those who are immediately below you, they have to be trim, proper, and as far as Islam is concerned, adhering to the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not subscribing or succumbing to bribe, corruption, evil, or any of those things, there were asserted objections and allegations against the governor, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his insight, foresight, wisdom, he immediately put out this instruction so that the people know that the Amir al-Mu'mineen is taking action. And these were the allegations against the person, that he is squandering Baytul Mal money, and he is not allowing people to visit him, and he has got his doors locked, and he is preventing people to come and bring the cases to him, and also that this person is living in luxury and lavishness. So that is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who issued those rulings which have been mentioned by the Christians.
Alright, JazakAllah. So we go ahead. I think you answered this question earlier before 9 o'clock news. It says, Assalamu alaikum. Is it permissible for a woman to shape her eyebrows for the pleasure of her husband? Because it is stated in the Quran that Allah curses a woman that touches her eyebrows. And is it permissible for a woman to highlight her hair? JazakAllah.
The person, although I answered this, but here we'll have to correct a few things.
Jee.
That no, in the Quran it comes. You're a good Hafiz, I don't think so, it is written in the Quran what the questioner is talking about.
Gee, there is no ayah.
And yes, in the Hadith, I explained the Hadith and I explained the meaning of the Hadith and what is the purport of that Hadith pertaining circumstantially to that time of the Ayyam and Jahiliyyah. Yes, to trim lightly and to neaten it, that will be permissible, and yes, for the pleasure of the husband, yes. But as I stated, not to shave it, not to make it so thin, and not to remove too much of the eyebrows. Just to lightly take out a very little, so to neaten it, that room for permissibility has been given. And what was the other question?
Highlighting the hair.
Highlighting the hair. This highlighting the hair, for men, definitely, it is out of the question. And as far as the female is concerned, when it has become the fashion of the non-Muslims and it has become the fashion of the disbelievers who highlight the hair, the females, then the woman should not do it, even with the excuse of pleasing their husband.
Alright, JazakAllah. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum, it says, alright, let's take a caller first. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi, brother.
I want to ask Mufti Sahab a question, please.
Alright, go ahead, brother.
Mufti Sahab, say we go into business, you being me being the owner of a business, and you being, I'm taking you as a partner in, right? What we do here is, I'll tell you that we form a CC and we'll go into business and do things the proper way. And in the mix, we do not form the CC, and then you take my money from, and say I've taken your money already, your investment, what you've made. And when you see there's some corruption happening, you dissolve the partnership that you agree, then you don't want to be in the business. And then I agree to pay you in full. And if something goes wrong with the business for the time being, and then he says the business has gone down. I say, if I tell you the business has gone down, I can't pay you. And then in the mix, after a year or two, the business is still running. What happens to the money that you have given to me? Must I pay you in full, or must I take it as a loss for you?
Alright, Mr. Ali, got the question?
Yeah, got it.
JazakAllah, brother, we'll send it on the radio.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
However, these difficulties arise when Muslims do not put down the whole contract of business in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sharia is stressing writing, especially when it comes to partnership, business, transaction, dealing, then the Sharia is insisting that we should write it down, no matter how small the transaction is, no matter how big the transaction is. This difficulty which the brother is expressing is because there is no writing. Now, the answer is very simple here, that since the brother, he himself says, and in the question he made me the partner, and he says that he promised to pay me the money. Once he has made a pledge and a promise to pay the money, then he has to pay the entire amount.
The entire amount, alright, JazakAllah. We can't further. The other question is, it says, Assalamu alaikum, I would like to know if a couple claims they have not yet consummated their marriage after 2 months, let alone 3 days, is the nikah still valid? Can you please explain the 3 days masala? Jazakallah.
I do not understand the 3 day masala.
Yes, me too. I'm wondering too.
This is something very new that's coming about here. Maybe the 3 day, okay, now it comes to me. Perhaps they talked about walima. That the general feeling is that notion, people feel that the walima duration lasts for 3 days, which is not correct.
Hmm.
The walima period lasts from private seclusion for 2 days, fatawa alamgiri. It is written in fatawa alamgiri for 2 days. The 3 day period of walima, I do not know. And some are saying, no, it can last for 1 week, 2 weeks. That I do not see any academic proof for that extension of 1 week, 2 week, 1 month walima period. The classical work is saying 2 days. So this person is talking about 3 days. Then the consummation, remember, also people are under the impression for walima to be effective, or the validity of walima, people are under the impression that consummation or relationship is essential or necessity. That is not so. For walima to be effective and valid, that the couple have to have khalwat sahiya, private seclusion. Once they have private seclusion, which makes possible and probable the consummation of the marriage, then the walima is effected or valid after that.
Alright, we go on further. The time is 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. We still have about 10 minutes left before we terminate the program. The number to call is 011-854-1548. The cell phone number is 082-580-8070. The other question is from a brother, anonymous brother. He says, Assalamu alaikum, brothers, music is haram. How can then music appeal to a Muslim to set up his ringtone into a musical tone?
Yeah, he is asking for some advice. I also do not know how come Muslim brothers, and you'll find Muslim brothers who have got turbans on their head sometimes and beards flowing and long kurtas also, they have got very funny, strange and astonishing musical tones. And music breeds hypocrisy and double standards. And music feeds a person with evilness. So the person should have completely abandoned the musical tone on the cell phone. While we add that, I will also mention that I am very clear on this, that we should not have also as ringtones Quranic ayats or Quranic verses.
Hmm.
Because this is grossly disrespectful. Imagine if a person is in the toilet and now he gets a phone and the ringtone goes off. So this is grossly disrespectful and dishonoring the Quranic Kareem. Yeah, I would like to just make mention of one masala too about not relating to the phone, but a clarity and a clarification that the suckling period for the male and female is 2 years, but the hurmat, the prohibition laws will last for 2.5 years. Hypothetically speaking, that if the baby, which is above 2 years, takes milk, then the laws of prohibition will be effective. The other one is that according to some scholars, that wearing of 9-carat gold is permissible for females. Although we have been stated, it is quoted in Radul Mukhtar, that it is not permissible. However, latest research and scholars are saying it is permissible.
Alright, Jazakallah, we have a number of questions. The other one is it says from my sister, Assalamu alaikum. If I'm keeping a qadha fast and happen to get my haid, then I still need to fulfill my qadha fast. However, do I need to keep another fast for the one that broke due to haid?
No, you do not need to. You only keep one.
Alright, just keep one. Jazakallah for that answer. We go on further. The brother also says, Mufti Sahib, that we find brothers warming themselves with hot water at the masjid when making wudu, letting the water to run. Is the wudu still valid?
It is valid But definitely the person here, he is engaging in israf, extravagance, and he unfortunately is not appreciating the boon and favor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this country, warm water in wuzu khanas. As I've expressed previously, wuzu khana and toilet facilities of the masjid, that is for emergency situations. That's for urgency. Now people, they do not want to go to their home toilets and house toilets, but they do not want to make wuzu at home, because they, in the back of the mind, they perhaps think it is more sawab to go to the masjid toilet and to use the facilities of the masjid, the wuzu khana. They do not realize. Hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so clear. Person who makes wuzu at home is like a muharrim, is like a person in ihram going to masjid, getting the reward of a person making umrah. And we, unfortunately, do not abide and do not want to earn this tremendous free reward which the Sharia is giving us, and we want to go to make wuzu in the wuzu khana of the masjid, let alone that, waste the water there. For wasting, that is sinful.
Alright, definitely water is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's use the water, not abuse the water. We have two callers on the line. We say salamu alaikum to the first caller. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Just one question for Mufti Sahib.
And to you?
When one goes to the Qabristan,
yeah,
is it advisable that you have to have wuzu or must you have wuzu?
All right, JazakAllah for your call, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Sahib, the jawab, the answer to the question.
The other caller, you have to answer this.
Let's take the other caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, JazakAllah for your call. Your question, brother.
Maulana, I want to ask this thing, that if somebody, Maulana, is belief of Hazir and Nazir, can we read the namaz behind them or no?
All right, JazakAllah. It is one question, brother.
And the other question is gelatin is halal?
All right, that's all. JazakAllah.
JazakAllah.
All right. Assalamualaikum. The first question the brother asked with regards to Qabristan, when a person goes to the Qabristan, is wudu a shart?
Wudu is not a shart. It is not a condition. It is not a precondition. However, it is good to have good, I say. It is not far as wajib. It is good, mustahab, to have, preferable to have wuzu when going there, because you are going to do a lot of recitation. Although that recitation is going to be verbal and from the heart, meaning it's going to be from memory, then you do not have to have wuzu when reciting Quran from memory. If the person obviously is going to go there and recite from the Quran or from the Yasir or other kitab, then definitely, obviously, he's going to have wuzu. However, if he's going there, it is not a precondition for him to have wuzu. A person who, first of all, this concept of Hazir Nazir, any person who is holding this belief, you should ask the person first what he understands by Hazir Nazir and what the concept means. And if this concept is contrary to the basic fundamental belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being supreme, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the one who is Hazir Nazir, then the person will definitely be doing something that is contrary to Islam, and to follow that person will not be valid and correct. According to some of the ulama, gelatin is permissible.
Alright, according to some ulama. We go on further. The other question he did say, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib. If I wear proper hijab, would it be jaiz for women then to go to the Qabristan just as an admonition and only once a while, not every day?
You may start something once in a while, then it becomes every day. However, the hadith is clear on this, that there is prohibition for the woman to go to the graveyard because of sentiment. They are emotional, they will tear their hair and beat their chest. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who also, when he saw some woman standing there, ready to go to the graveyard, he asked her, what are you going to do there? Can you help in the burial? Can you help in the kafan dafan? Can you help in the administration, etc.? They said, no, the decision is better for you to go home. And in this age, if you have to allow ladies to go to the Kabistan, the tribe of Fitna and Fasad, sin will take place, evil will be perpetrated, and tremendous misfortunes will befall the woman.
We go on further. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum. Is it permissible to enter a competition by posting or SMSing your answer, and can the prize be accepted?
We should not do that. That is not valid.
Correct, that is not valid. We go on further, inshallah. The other question is, what is the ruling regarding the making of the fifth straight in large congregation of namaz where there is no markings?
Every effort should be done to make the fifth straight. Even we should spend few minutes, even if it takes few minutes doing that, it should be done. The hadith is stating clearly that the status of the saf, this will unite your heart. And it's stated clearly, the crookedness of the saf, this unites the heart. And one masala I would like to mention, that generally these days, in many masajids, that before the muazzin give the ikama or takbir, people stand up to make the saf. That is not correct. We should wait for the muazzin to start the ikama. Once he starts, then the saf formation should start, not before this. And when the muazzin starts calling the ikama, then we should proceed. Also, we make an error that when the imam comes down from the after delivering the khutbah in Arabic, prior to the performance of Jummah Salah, everybody begins to stand because they know the last ayat has been recited in the second khutbah. That standing also is not proven in Sharia. We should wait. And the imam, in fact, should stand on the mimbar and coordinate. The person should give the ikama. And after that, the imam should instruct the personnel or the muqtadis that, listen, this one, you should come forward, the staff is not straight here, fill the gap here, the right hand is empty, left hand is empty, come this side, all that he should do. And then immediately go and perform the salah. Unfortunately, we do it the other way, which is not proven in Sharia, that the ikama is given and then the imam begins to talk. That is not right. That with the elders we have seen doing what I have stated, the duration when the khutbah is given and refers to the followers, it does not refer to the instructions given by the imam when he is conducting the Friday khutbah.
Alright, JazakAllah for the clarification. We go on further, so we have a number of questions still. Let's go through it one by one. The one is, it says, Assalamu alaikum, is baby's urine napak, and can we compensate the loss of one investment with the gain of another from the same company?
First question, answer yes. Second one, no.
Alright, JazakAllah, short and simple. We go on further. The other question is, does jadu and black magic exist?
It does exist, but do not have this feeling that every time you fall down, someone made jadu on you. It does exist. It was done upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should recite our quls, recite ayatul kursi, recite the manzil, and protect ourselves. And the best form of protection is that remain all the time in wuzu, and also make your salat regularly and constantly. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect.
All right.
Quran is Kareem daily.
Bishop, no doubt. Assalamu alaikum. The other question says, Mufti Saab, I would like to know if one can eat food prepared by a non-Muslim if the meat was bought rather from a Muslim butchery. Jazakallah.
It is permissible.
It is permissible. The other question is it permissible to listen to a few nizams which are converted from the Indian music tunes to nizams? If not, why does some radio stations actually play them?
Even Radio Islam plays that also. Those, however, we are of the opinion that if we have to go down clearly, we do not know whether the chicken came first or the egg. We do not know who came first. That the nizam came first that you hear now, or the flim song came. So a lot of research has to be done on that. And to sing in a melodious tune, that is permissible. And when we look at our Islamic history, past history, there were a lot of compositions made, especially especially in the Mughal Empire, and these rhythms and rhymes and tunes that you see here now have been done in those days already without attachment of music. So perhaps that it was done, then the music was attached, and now we're getting those who are singing them as per the musical or film songs, etc. So the rule of permissibility will be given. I have got a policy that in these sorts of cases where there is room for permissibility, we generally go towards the route of permissibility. However, that in these days, most of those who are singing and imitating what you have termed as film songs, most of them are transgressors, evildoers. They are not regular in Salat. When you look at their shape and their external, they are very far away from Islam. That is why we have no proper effect of their singing, and they may be entertaining. Yes, they are entertaining, but there is no feeling, emotional, there is no effect of their, because of who is singing it. And also, to overdo this film song's imitation, to overdo it and to make all the sounds which those Fustaq and Fajir people do, that is definitely makruh.
Alright, JazakAllah. So we're going further. Assalamu alaikum. It says, would it be permissible to have Father's Day promotions in the business, in our businesses?
Although it will be permissible, but remember, in Islam there is no such thing as Father's Day, Mother's Day, Children's Day, Woman's Day, Labourer's Day. In Islam, the day is blessed, every day is blessed. Juma is more blessed, Arafat is more blessed, every night is blessed, and we have got special nights which are more blessed than others. And we have got months, every month is blessed, and we have got other months which are more blessed. So, although on one side we won't say it is haram, but because we are imitating those and we are trying to promote using the culture and civilization and concept and ideology of the kuffar, then definitely an element of detachment will appear.
Right, Mr. Tyson, I was about to say that we're going to conclude the program. Many other SMSs coming through. Let's just go through them, inshallah. There's about four of them. The one says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please explain whether wudu and ghusl made whilst wearing contact lens is valid, from a terrible listener.
It is permissible.
It is permissible. The other question is, if a woman has complications while in childbirth and only one of the two can live, mother or baby, and the doctor asks the husband to choose between his wife's life or his baby's life, what would be the right choice?
That which has got life already will be given preference.
Alright, JazakAllah. The other question is, we're just coming through, that Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana Ghalib is currently under brain operation, a blood clot has been found, request for special du'as.
Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Ameen. For Ghalib. Allah Ta'ala grant him good long life.
Ameen, inshallah. JazakAllah for the destiny, brother. Listeners, please make dua, inshallah. Mawlana Ghalib, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keep him complete shifa. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum, please advise on the Sharia ruling regarding 3 days and 40 days after a funeral. Are you supposed to feed immediate family on the funeral day, 3 and 40 days? And can a woman be buried in the same qabr as her husband who passed away 30 years ago?
A woman can be buried in the same qabr which her husband has passed away, let alone 30 years ago. That if 3 months ago, if they find only the bones there, then she can be buried. In fact, what I would like to appeal, that one of the great difficulties we are going to sooner or later have in our country is lack of yard space, area space to bury our deceased. And this is because we are not reusing our covers. And because we are numbering and we are nameplating it. Because we are putting nameplates on the cover, that is why we do not want to put another person inside. Sooner we realize our error, otherwise we will land up as a condition in France and in England and in Britain, etc. We should bury and reuse our covers as much as possible. This, what I'm saying, is very important. I will appeal to those who are administrating the cover stars to take this view. 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, these are innovations. With that, we should abstain from this.
All right, JazakAllah. How soon after a person passes away should the deceased person's estate be sorted out? Please advise of any benefits if done as soon as possible.
The quicker, the better. That is why every person should have a will, so that the executors can immediately round up the estate and start dividing the estate. The quicker, the better.
All right, JazakAllah. Mr. Bathin, that rounds up all the questions. JazakAllah so much for your time.
Can I say one, two things, inshallah?
All right, Jim, sir, go ahead.
As far as the law of mazur is concerned, that a person, for example, if he's mazur, he, she is mazur, but first a person has to be classified mazur, incapacitated. Then a person after Fajr can make wuzu, and then the wuzu that that person made can be utilized for Zuhur Salat and expires when the Zuhur time expires. So that person can make the wuzu of Zuhur Salat after Fajr Salat and then keep his the same wuzu, make Nafil Salat, read Quran, etc., and keep it right up to the expiry of Zuhur time. And then next week, inshallah, just remind me, Maulana, I would like to explain one or two laws about leather socks.
Leather socks.
Now, alhamdulillah, it's winter, and many brothers are utilizing leather socks. I will just mention one or two laws about leather socks so that we know we are doing the right thing.
All right, JazakAllah, Mustafa, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Grand Mufti Sapalong, happy, healthy life, inshallah. We learned a great deal. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it a means of Sadaqah Jariyah on behalf of Mufti Sap and the family, because we learned a lot, alhamdulillah, a lot of ilm and knowledge by which the Ummah has benefited. JazakAllah, Mufti Sap, and remember us in your humble du'as. JazakAllah, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And very quickly, we have another two questions. The one is with regards to cousins. The brother or sister wants to know that many families regard cousins, that is, male and females, as so-called brothers and sisters. They often disregard the laws of hijab by conversing with each other freely. What is the Shariah ruling regarding this? And regarding this, ulama kiram have mentioned that cousins of opposite gender are ghair mahram, in other words, with whom marriage is allowed. So they must observe strict hijab. And JazakAllah for all the questions that have come through, and to those that have called in, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you, because when you call in, when you ask a question, people benefit. Inshallah, Allah will reward you. And during the course of the week, if we have any other questions, please do email it to us. And the personal email address is mkara@radioislam.co.za, and the fax number at Radio Islam is 011-854-7024. The time is 70 minutes to 10 o'clock. When we return, inshallah, we continue the stories from the Ahadith. Don't go away.
تاریخ مرتب کرتی ہے دیوانوں کی روداد یہاں یہ علم و ہنر کا گہوارا تاریخ کا وہ شہپارا ہے ہر پھول یہاں ایک شعلہ ہے ہر سرور